Welcome to STC Sheffield's Summer Podcast Reboot. This week's podcasts were originally published in May 2020. Welcome to the STC Daily Podcast. This year, having already looked at Acts and Ephesians, we're focusing on some other New Testament letters. If this podcast encourages you, why not pass on the link?
Hello everyone, my name is James and welcome to Tuesday's podcast. Today our passage is Galatians 5 verses 1 to 6 and the verse we'll be focusing on today is verse 1. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Freedom. What a time to be studying Galatians together in a day like today. In a country like ours here in the UK, on the one hand, we have so much freedom. On the other, some aspects of our freedom are truly limited. I don't know what images you conjure up in your mind when I say the word freedom. I instantly think of America. Weird that, isn't it? Today, writing this podcast, at times, I do not feel particularly free. I can even remember thinking, man, I feel like a prisoner in my own home. I don't know if you also feel like that some days too. In our Western society, freedom is often seen as being able to do whatever you want, whenever you want, however you want to do it, with whoever you want. By that definition, I'm not very free right now, neither are you. The paradox is though, when we live that way, with no limits or boundaries, we often don't truly feel free, or that it's just not good for us. You don't need me to tell or stress the importance or benefits of boundaries. We're hearing that daily in the press briefings given by the Prime Minister. Stay home, protect the NHS and save lives. Imagine again for a moment the chaos that would follow if we did not follow these guidelines given to us. It would be a disaster. Anyone who works with children will also tell us that real freedom needs a framework, and we'll come back to that later. Here's a confession, or a plea for help, take your pick. We, that's Lucy and I, are coming to the end of our chocolate stockpile from Easter. By all accounts, it was a good haul this year from our four-month-old and our two-year-old. Lucy and I have really enjoyed it. Please do not judge us. Our children are small and they live rent-free in our home. Their grandparents especially sent through a very generous care package. And we've gotten into the routine of rewarding our two-year-old with a small Lindt chocolate rabbit if he eats all of his evening meal. And our wise, phased release of the chocolate has resulted in our eldest requesting a chocolate babbit with a cheeky smile at each mealtime, morning, noon and night. Absolute chancer. Imagine for a moment if he got unlimited freedom. I can imagine it wouldn't take him very long to take on the equivalent of the entire cast of Watership Down in Lindt chocolate babbits. He would eventually become sick. And it certainly would not be good for him or for us. The illustration teaches us a simple lesson. Real freedom needs a framework to be free in. Without a plan, without boundaries, freedom becomes chaos. Paul's teaching in today's Bible verses is all about freedom. The plan, he says, is the gospel message that real freedom comes through Jesus Christ. Not through observance of the law or by the sign of circumcision. Remember the reflection that was given yesterday. No one is born free. That to be free, we have to be born again and receive this gift of salvation by faith in Jesus. This freedom changes everything. Now remember how we started this reflection. Freedom needs a framework. The Christian life is not a life of coded formula. We do not have rules to follow to earn our right standing with God. Alternatively, the Christian life is not one of anything goes. We have been given a framework, an example laid out for us in the life of Jesus, like a trellis for a plant. For those who have waited long enough in the queues at B&Q to remember what they look like, a trellis is there for the plant to grow up upon for support, that it may be healthy and be fruitful. What today's verses lead us to think about is this. Freedom is not being able to go any place with anybody and do anything we please. Freedom is knowing with certainty that we are right with God, and so we become the people who we were made to be, people who love God and people who love people. The choice was laid out for us yesterday. We must choose a path, Jesus or observance of the law. Either Jesus won our freedom on the cross, or we must observe the law and earn our freedom. This does not make the laws bad. The laws in the Bible are good and wise, and they can be summarized into this sentence as Jesus gave us: love your God and love your neighbor. But within ourselves, we do not have the power to obey the laws. The good news is Jesus has fulfilled the laws on our behalf, and now he lives in you and in me through the Spirit, making us into humans who go on to love other people. And we're going to look at that over the next few days as we consider how the Spirit of God transforms us. But for today, our focus verse: it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. The answers to this life do not lie in the past or old habits. The answers for freedom are not internal, some power or fortitude that we need to discover from within ourselves. The framework for freedom is found by faith in Jesus Christ. I don't know if you feel particularly free today, but we do not need to despair. We can have hope. The restrictions that are imposed upon us in a time like today are temporary. They'll be lifted one day, but our freedom is eternal, forever, for always, for all those who have faith in Jesus Christ. Let's finish this reflection today by hearing verse 5 and 6 read aloud, and it summarizes beautifully all that we're trying to think about today. For through the Spirit we eagerly await by faith the righteousness for which we hope. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. Let's pray. Thank you, God, that you have set us free. Free from all guilt and shame that we may experience when measuring ourselves up against each other or against any law. Thank you, Jesus, for your love and for your example. Help us to be patient and trust your timing with all things. In Jesus' name, amen. Galatians 5, verses 1 to 6. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Mark my words, I, Paul, tell you that if you let yourselves be circumcised, Christ will be of no value to you at all. Again, I declare to every man who lets himself be circumcised that he is obligated to obey the whole law. You who are trying to be justified by the law have been alienated from Christ. You have fallen away from grace. For through the Spirit we eagerly await by faith the righteousness for which we hope. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
We enter your gates with thanksgiving, and with thanksgiving we enter your gates. We pour out Your glory shining all around. And as we pour your praises out, your glory shining all around. And as we pour your praises out, your glory shining all around. And as we pour your praises out, oh, your glory shining all around.